Visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Want to know what the guys are up to this very minute? Friend us at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. This is Rob again from the Podcast of Love. And with me is...
Josh Rubb.
And he's with...
Studio Mercado.
And we're going to talk today about...
Nika.
Awesome, which is like multi-platformed.
Yeah, we've got a board game version coming out from Eagle Games. They're publishing it. And then Studio Mercado is making an app version as well.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about the flow of the game. Nice overview, actually. Actually, start with the overview, and then we'll go to the flow. I'm sorry.
Oh, I see.
It has been a long night for the B-Pick.
It's been a long day for me as well. So it's a 2-4 player game. You basically start across the team from the board from your teammate, and you're trying to get one of your pieces across the board, sort of into the middle of their territory. And the game is basically about facing. So pieces face in a certain direction, and they can be attacked from the side or the back, but not from the front. And additionally, pieces can move in phalanxes. So if they are lined up next to each other, they're adjacent and facing the same way, they can move or rotate together in a single action. But what was the other thing I was supposed to talk about?
The other one was, what was the game about generally as an overview? It's Greek without the oil, right?
Right. It's an abstract, but it's based off Greek warfare, which is, I've studied ancient history in school, so it's roughly kind of vaguely accurate.
The pieces are accurate. Now, is this a hybrid where it is part board game and part video game?
No.
Or are these completely separate products?
They're separate. It's the app is basically just a port, I guess, of the board game. So the board game is much older. It was I started designing it in April 2011, actually when I was studying abroad in Athens, and then we started working on the app.
That's all in.
He did not say he was studying abroad in Athens, Larry.
No,
he didn't say he was studying abroad.
You know, I was trying to make a good point. That's all in, you know? I'm going to study Greek battles.
That's what you meant.
Yes, that's all in.
So the app is only about 2 months old, though. It's coming along pretty well.
So now, is it out on, it's only out on the App Store right now? Or
no,
is it
it's not out at all. So the board game will be out probably the beginning of next year.
Okay.
And the app is probably going to be out around the same time. It's for iPad and Windows and Android tablets.
Oh, awesome. So you're going with the big three.
Yeah.
All right, any Linux port coming up?
I don't know. Depends.
That would give us a total of 4 or 5 games.
That's
true. No, I'm just kidding. Steam
was HTML5 support. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not doing the programming, really. I do a little bit, not at a professional level, so I'm leaving that for the professionals.
Yeah.
So are you subcontracting out programming, or are you having a friend do it?
No, so Studio Mercado is this little sort of indie game developer / collective / label. Did I say label?
You did say stable.
Oh, good. Well,
all right. Go.
It's been a long day.
Yeah.
So there's these bunch of guys I work with. There's like kind of 6 to 10 of us, depending on how you count. And a bunch of us are programmers, so they're kind of doing the project.
Is your first project as a group?
We've done a bunch. So we kind of met doing game jams, which are basically you get 48 hours and you have to make a whole video game. And that. So we've met doing that, and we have another game actually at the BFIG, which at the digital showcase called Crystal Brawl, which is like a 2v2 local multiplayer sports / fantasy combat game. So that's kind of our other big project right now. We made a game for this thing called Grasshopper in New York, which is this upcoming, it's like a bar lounge space focused around gaming. So we made a game, and they've made this brown touch table. It's like they made it themselves, and they're also making games. And so we made a game for them called Don't Fuck Up, and that's...
All right, I'm intrigued already.
All right, we want to hear about that.
I hate to say this, but I kind of want to hear about Don't Fuck Up.
Yeah, sure. It's
that sounds
it's
like
a very simple game, actually. So it's, you basically, there's this round touch table, right? So you each get, like, a wedge of it, and you just put your finger down somewhere, and it makes this sphere, and your sphere expands, and then it contracts when you take your finger away. And you're just kind of hitting this ball around, so it's a little like Pong. And you need to just deflect the ball into other people's goals with your expanding, contracting sphere. You can only have one sphere in your wedge at a time, and it takes time to contract back down. So it's kind of this risk-reward thing of You know, the bigger my spear is, the harder it hits, and the more ground I cover. But also, I can't sort of react.
Oh, yeah, so you lose the English of banging up against it. With you.
Yeah, you can actually add spin, so you can get English.
So you can get a little bit of English.
Yeah, that sounds dangerous.
That's a great game.
Double check. See, that sounds like a game.
That sounds like actually a good
yeah.
drinking game.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty much designed for drunk people. The table's very sturdy, though, so you can handle it.
Well, you probably have hit the right audience in that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Awesome. Got any other projects you're working on? Is this your main focus now?
Yeah, I think so. I'm actually going to school. I'm at the NYU Game Center, which is, I'm getting a master's in game design.
Oh, sweet.
So I just started that. Yeah, so Crystal Brawl and Nika are my main things, and the studio's main things right now.
Awesome. And what's the website?
It's studio-mercado.com.
Oh, and we're going to need that spelled out.
Yeah.
Most of our listeners are drunk.
We will link it, but spell it out anyway.
Sure. So studio and dash meaning hyphen. And just in case you're not. So studio dash mercato.com.
Awesome. Because I would have spelled it with a D. I definitely would
have.
You
could do that.
I would have gone all Italian with it. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming in. I really appreciate it, especially at this late hour.
Yeah, after you've been working all day.
Thank you.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a pretty popular playtest, so.
Yeah,
it was, man. You guys were calm as hell. I'm still tailing it. Isn't that nice?
Well, yeah, of course you're tailing it, because we're not done yet. We're talking about the fact that he was busy all damn day. So, we went down there, like, I mean, you were packed.
Oh, yeah.
Just
no,
you, holy crap, you guys were.
So,
yeah.
We're doing a few on the floor interviews without, no one ever going to bother this guy, man. He is just.
Came up and poked him because I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm gonna get to him.
Yeah,
it's like
he was so damn busy. He was like, nah, this is gonna happen. So
I heard Patrick stepped on some children to talk to you.
He did actually.
He like crushed some children here.
I crushed some children.
Yeah, he had to crush some
Patrick.
That's what I heard.
Wait, whoa.
There's some security footage that.
I'm getting the fifth at the moment.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Guys, I gotta wait for my pupses.
Patrick just got back from Japan where he got arrested.
Whoa!
Yeah.
It was Clay that was arrested?
Excuse me, and it was the Mr. Condom store you got arrested in.
Dude dressed up as a testicle and was chasing schoolgirls around.
It was the main store.
Just saying.
Right.
It was funny, however.
The bait store?
No, the maid store.
The maid store.
With his tentacle outfit.
Running around. Chasing after
the whole district was like covered up pornography for
no,
people.
Dude, it really is.
That whole, I actually have a map I can show you.
So, yeah, if you go to Shinjuku, whatever. Yes, thank you.
You've had a few beers.
We've had a few beers, thank you. I've been drinking since as soon as we figured out we could. Oh shit, I can drink! I'm good now! Really, you go there, and seriously, one of the first things we ran across, we were in Japan a few years ago, and we're walking along, and there's this big, like, inflatable condom. And it's the Mr. Condom store.
No, it's Condomania.
Condomania, thank you.
With the mascot up front.
With the inflatable condom out front. And we're not just talking like, we're talking like a 20-foot tall condom inflated out in front of the store. It was the best.
Did it?
Oh, yes, it did.
Do they serve food too? Can you get like condiments?
I didn't go in. It was Condomania. I was with my son and my daughter.
Your son was old.
I was going to college.
Yeah. Like he didn't know what one was.
Was it on anything or was it just a free floating?
No, it was anchored in front of the store. It was anchored in front of the store. It's not like walking around or floating.
Walking around. Runs into people, you know.
Yeah, it's 20-foot condom.
Yeah, you don't
know.
Actually, there's a man standing underneath it.
A really happy man.
I don't know.
It was a game show. It had little dollars in it. Thank you for listening to D2B interviews. Ooh, that was off topic. I believe that is an achievement for Tom, going off topic. That was an off topic achievement.
I did go off topic.
That was a pretty good one. You haven't heard one of those yet. All right, thanks for listening, guys. Email us at guysgamesandbeer@gmail.com. The G2B theme song features Larry Davis on bass and Bob Harmel on guitar. It was recorded at the RMH Studios in Wisconsin.